Don Zier, CEO, Nutrisystem.
Brad Thomas, Executive Advisor to Don Zier.
Talking today to Don Zier, CEO of Nutrisystem, and you've often said that people rise in the ranks, and as they get further and further up, they feel that they don't need any coaching or any advice. But you say that even now as CEO of the company, you never try to go it alone. And what do you mean by that and why?
Well, I think we often reach a point in our careers when we think we stop needing advice and should be giving it. And I'm a big proponent in mentoring others, but I really think that as you rise in an organization, you need a trusted advisor, a confidant who sits outside the organization, who you can safely bounce off of and get insights from.
And you say something very interesting, that advisors really can't be assigned, that they have to be found. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I see so many times in companies where they try to have these formal mentoring programs where they assign an advisor, and very rarely does it work, because the real key to a great advisor is mutual trust and respect. And without it, the relationship won't work. So you can really understand how that doesn't happen from third party assigning someone to that role. So I tell everybody they must find somebody that you're comfortable, somebody that you're comfortable letting push you and challenge you, someone that you're able to hear constructive feedback from. And, you know, listening skills are not always great, or taking feedback often is difficult. Mm. But trust me, you know, you really need to find somebody that you're able to do that with, as well as somebody that you view as a thought partner.
And it's a personality issue, too, a lot of times. Sometimes two people don't click.
Absolutely.
We have one of your most trusted and valued advisors, Brad Thomas, there with us. How did that happen?
Well, years ago, Don and I were on the same executive team together, and we discovered that we were having a lot of success when we partnered to solve really big and complex problems and challenges. And we have complementary skill sets, and we're able to build a kind of a strong and trusting foundation that carried on far past that assignment. We have a lot of fun just attacking big problems and challenges, and over the years have had a lot of success. So it just sort of worked.
Now, when you say complementary skill sets, what do you mean by that?
Well, over the years, you tend to focus your time and effort and your development in areas where you're spending the most time. Mm. My time has been spent on building organizations that sustain performance over time. Dawn's been a general manager over the years, so she's been running the business, and I've been working on building organizations that perform really well. So those two things put together, with Dawn's finance skills, her organization, her business strategy skills, and my focus on organizational issues, they just worked.
I can see that. What projects have you two worked on that you can point to and say, yeah, it really went well because we were together?
Well, it's not about specific projects per se. It's more about process. So what Brad helps me do is really navigate through challenging situations, identify opportunities, and put the strategies in place that increase the overall performance of the team. I would say that something we're always working on, and this is a term I steal from Brad, is building a remarkable organization. And I've watched Brad do this so many times at different organizations, most recently at a medical devices company up in Boston, where he led the charge to build out a top-tier domestic and international organization from the ground up. And he's really helped me do the same thing at Nutrisystem.
Now, people often talk about a business culture, and I think that's so important. We just were bought, CBS was just bought by Entercom, and it's difficult changing with a new company and developing a new culture. Talk about that, if you would.
You know, culture is an enormous contributor to the long-term success of the company. I mean, if you think about it, the Navy SEALs are the SEALs for a reason. Other organizations, the post office is the post office for a reason. If you're not deliberate in defining and actively building the culture you want, you're going to get something. And so by definition, most companies end up as average. And that's, I think, because if you lose your focus on maintaining that culture, the standards, the excellence, the things that bring that about, then it drifts away.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the hardest challenges for businesses, to sustain that kind of organizational culture and, you know, get the results you're looking for.
I think this is where someone like having Brad working with you really helps, because as executives, as a CEO, you know, you're trying to think strategy, you're really thinking, you know, block and tackle often. And a lot of CEOs, I feel, don't give enough time to really thinking about people management and really the soft skills that make a company really work. And if the culture's not in place, the strategy won't come through, and neither will execution. And I think when you're hiring talent, especially at senior levels, this cultural fit, or actually I like to say cultural enhancement, is one of the things I'm always looking for when bringing in talent, because I've seen wildly smart people fail in an organization because they were a cultural mismatch. And that's not to say you want to hire people to be all the same, because that's not true. But at NutriSystem, our culture is the one that really values those in the organization that challenge the status quo and drive hard for performance. And it's pretty intense, but rewarding, but it's definitely not for everyone. So people really need to understand the culture they're walking into, and the company has to do its job defining that.
Yeah, I think it's not only important for the company, but it's important when you're trying to find great candidates. I mean, they want to come to places where they're going to matter, and they want to come to places where they make a difference. And so having a culture where they feel like they can fit in really helps.
Dawn, did Brad ever give you feedback that you weren't crazy about?
Of course. I can think of many times, but actually that's what makes it work, because it's a relationship that's going to have a natural tension at times, because his role is always to push me to challenge my thinking and to really make sure that I don't have any blind spots. And ultimately, as a CEO, all decisions end with me, but he really makes sure I explore multiple views and think through my options. But yeah, quite often there's a lot of, you know, push and pull with that.
I was just going to add that it really isn't so much about feedback as it is exploring all the alternatives and understanding the pros and cons and getting the points of view and information we need to make the right decision. I mean, if you think about it, all the big problems end up on Dawn's desk, all the ones that nobody else can solve. And so they're usually not easy problems to address or to resolve.
How would you advise somebody who is maybe beginning their career or maybe stalled in their career to go about finding a trusted advisor?
You know, I would say if you run across people who complement your skill set, who like to do the work that you like to do, who get excited about solving problems, it can be really rewarding when you combine your efforts and you feel like as a team, you know, you're making a big difference. And so when it works, it works. And so, you know, hold on to those relationships. They're really valuable and rewarding over time.
And I always advise leaders to seek input from people both within an organization and outside the company that you trust and view as thought partners. Because if you go it alone, your chances of success really diminish. And I think every executive, manager, aspiring up-and-comer needs a Brad on speed dial. So I think everybody should go find theirs.
And last question, Dawn, do you think that women executives sometimes have a blind spot, thinking they can go it alone, and they don't want to reach out to others, anyone?
I do not think that, actually. Okay. I find that, you know, in the people that I've interacted with during my career, it really comes down to how open you are to seeking feedback and seeking multiple views of input. And actually, quite honestly, Pat, I think women are quite good at that.
I would have to agree there. I'm glad to hear that. Anything else you two want to add, either one of you?
No, I think we're good.